Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code?
85308.
Thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
Joseph Acosta.
Okay, I do see an order in your name. Would you verify your address, please?
18239 North 45th Avenue.
And what's that city and state?
Glendale, Arizona.
Okay. One moment. Okay, so on this account, I see you have the Elite Tactical Watch. It tracks your steps. It was ordered on July 25th. Is that what you're calling about?
Yeah. It doesn't track my steps or nothing, I don't think. It was just a watch that I ordered that said it was a free watch, and then you just pay shipping and handling, which was $7.95.
Right. I do see that on your account as well.
So is there another watch hanging or something?
I don't see another watch. I only see the shopping club that you join. You have the watch and then the shopping club that you join. The shopping club
is that what
gives you discounts.
Is that what they're trying to they keep trying to charge my card, and I just got another charge for like $67. I'd have to look. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. It is 67. Yes, that's the shopping club, 6732. That is the shopping club that you join. It's like a discount club.
Wasn't trying to do that. Because when I ordered the watch, it was saying, like, go to the next page to finish your order, to close it out. And I think it tried to sign me up for that, and I didn't want to sign up for that. So before I called the bank to dispute it, I wanted to see if you can fix it.
Okay, well, that charge is valid, but I'll check with my supervisors to see what else we can do for you, because that was joined when you ordered the watch. Hold on one moment for me.
Okay.
Okay, she is saying that she would allow me to give you 35% off of that account. We can give you a 35% refund and close the account.
No, I need the full refund, and I didn't sign up for that. I have the actual email I got where I ordered the watch in front of me right now, and
mm-hmm.
It doesn't say nothing about joining whatever that is. It was just for the watch, and that's it. It says you know, only 100 watches left, and your order summary is the Elite X Tactical Watch, and it says free, and then shipping $795, and that's it. And at the bottom, it says nothing else about joining that club or anything.
Okay. Well, hold on one moment.
8 minutes? No?
That's Paul and me.
Okay, my supervisor is saying she would authorize me to give you half of that back, and of course the account will be closed, so the company can't use it anymore.
I didn't authorize that. I don't want nothing to do with that membership. Why would they give me half of it back? I never signed up for that. I ordered just a watch.
Well, according to what I see here, you did authorize that membership, but I'll go back to her. That's why she's trying to accommodate you and the company. But hold on one moment. Let's see what else she could do for you.
Okay. If not, I'm going to have to dispute it with my credit card company.
Okay. I'll let her know.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
No problem. Okay, I'm back. So she's going to authorize me to go ahead and give you the full refund this time, she said. But she wanted me to reiterate to you the importance of making sure you're careful when you're placing these orders, because these terms and conditions are valid. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, but give me one moment to do that. I'm going to go ahead and attempt to void the charge to see if I can void it. If not, you'll be getting a refund requested. Okay.
Okay.
So the void, it looks like the void is going to go through. You will get an email at NavySeal31985@gmail.com letting you know that amount will be voided. It will not be charged to the card.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
And there's not going to be a reoccurring charge or something later on down the road, right?
No, the account is closed.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Thank you for calling customer support.
Sorry about all that.
Oh, no problem. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.